The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
I don't know what the definition of success is when you shoot your shot in a way that Abby has done that she'll explain here in just a couple of seconds. But even before knowing the outcome, I think you've already won, quite honestly, just by going and just by taking the risk that most people would never, ever take. The results of the actual date, I don't want to say are inconsequential. They're consequential. But just the fact that you went and took that risk, I got a lot of respect for you, man.
Really? Well, thank you. That means a lot to me. And I think that's what I was trying to define before I even booked the plane ticket, because I think it would have been so much pressure to be like, this is only going to be a success if it ends in some kind of positive romantic outcome. And I think I was really trying to set myself up for success. I'm like, okay, what else can I get out of this weekend? Like, if I'm going to go and all of a sudden I show up on Thursday and he cancels, like, how is this going to be something successful for me? And so I was trying to define those priorities before I went, so that when I went there and was a ball of nerves, I could just let go and let the weekend happen.
So let's say we have a brand new listener listening for the first time today. Can you even do a quick, like, 60-second recap getting into the weekend?
Yeah. So about 2 months ago, I went on a girls' trip to Dublin, spent a couple of days in London, and just had literally the most magical week of my life. It just felt like everything fell into place. And my last name is Murphy, so I follow Murphy's Law. Like, what can go wrong is going to go wrong, and probably even worse. And so when I had this week where it just felt like there was magic in the air, I felt like life had possibilities for the first time in a while that I just didn't want to leave. And a lot of that had to do with the way this day in London kind of played out. I showed up in London, had a sorority sister cancel on me. We were supposed to get drinks and dinner somewhere. And all of a sudden, I'm in this foreign city, in this foreign country by myself. And I tried to set up the week so it didn't go that way. So I'm freaking out on Hinge, trying to find somebody to hang out with that night so I'm not alone in London. I meet this guy, and it just ended up being like this whirlwind romance for the night that I couldn't stop thinking about. And I just felt like I didn't have closure on it. So I decided to go back.
Unbelievable.
So okay. This
love it so much.
It really is.
Yeah.
Did
he know right from the start that the only reason why you were going was to hang out with him, or was there some other?
No, okay. I was not. Can you imagine the pressure that would have put on that situation? And I kind of tried to play it off on social media as if I was there for what I was really there for. I mean, this is technically my work. So I was technically there for work, but I also set up things that would make me feel as if this was a normal day in my life. So I was like, what would I be doing on a normal Thursday? I'd be interviewing somebody for my podcast. I would be working out. So I tried to be a little active on Thursday and walk around. I set up a podcast interview in London. And then I felt like that was going to set me up to feel like this was a normal day where I was just going to meet a guy for a second date. It just so happens that it's in a foreign country and I had to hop on a flight to get there.
Listen, okay. Listen, you can try to downplay this all you want, but we are not.
I'm trying to keep some dignity here.
Of course.
Like, okay. We can all recognize that it was a little bit like cannonballing into crazy.
He's also going to feel a whole bunch more comfortable if he knows that you're going to be there anyway and he's just a accessory. It's an added thing to your schedule rather than it being the nucleus of your schedule.
That's like way too much. Can you imagine? Yeah. Like, thank God. I don't think he's heard any of these segments. So thank God we've kept it that way. Anyway, so I show up in London on Thursday, and I think I'm just as nervous to tell the story as I was the day of the date. Like, I have not been that anxious in a long time. I mean, this is like really just stepping out on a limb here. Like, I'm in a foreign country. I'm about to meet this guy for a second date. Already something I don't typically do, because most guys I go out with don't make it to the second date. So I am just freaking out. It's Thursday. I finish up my podcast interview, which, by the way, went really well. And we start texting, and he said, okay, I'm in Mayfair, which is this, you know, nice neighborhood in London. You're in XYZ part of the city. Meet me there. And so he says he's already at the pub, and I'm 30 minutes away, so I have no time. I got to book it there. So I'm running across the city. I'm getting on the tube. And I'm so nervous that I'm like, there's no way I can do this without like some inebriation. Like I need a beer. I need a shot. I need something. So
how long did you prepare? Like picking out the perfect outfit and pre-gaming for this whole thing before you even left?
Oh, I got my hair done. I went to Dry Bar. They did amazing. Yeah, I had my hair did. I picked out the outfit, which, you know, I used an iron for the first time to iron a white button down because I knew we were going to do like happy hour. And I was like, I want to blend in. I want to like look like I work in London. So, I mean, yeah, there was definitely some preparation for it. So, you know, I'm running across town and I get to Mayfair. And if you've ever been to London, you know, there's like pubs on every corner. Like you can't walk a mile without seeing at least 15 different bars. And I found the one stretch of London that was all like department stores, could not find a single bar. And so I'm probably 2 minutes away from the pub and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go sober. And then I see the pub where he's meeting me. And this is where my first mistake for the date comes in is there's a couple of pubs there. And I'm like, okay, the pub he wants to go to is on the far right. I'm going to go to the pub on the far left, take a shot, roll up confident and like a little bit inebriated. So I roll up to the pub. I'm feeling all confident. I'm in my heels. So it's like click, click, on the cobblestones. Walk in, hair's blowing from the blowout. I belly up to the bar. I look at the bartender. I'm like, I need a shot of Jameson. And he's like, you got it, random girl. So he gives me the shot of Jameson. I feel like such a baddie. I'm like, I take the shot. I slam it on the pub bar. And I'm just kind of having this moment where I'm like, I am who I wanted to be when I grew up. Like I am the rich hot aunt with a lover in London right now.
I am that girl.
I am that girl. And that goes away in about 2 seconds because then that Jameson wants to come right back up because I'm so nervous my body can't process
sure.
it.
Starting to feel it in your jowls?
Starting to feel it in my jowls a little bit, but oh. I'm like, I can't keep this guy waiting any longer. It's been like 45 minutes, whatever. So I step outside, I get my bearings, I look at my phone, I'm looking at all the pubs, and he's saying, okay, I need to meet you at the Mason Arms. That's the name of the pub. And so I'm like, okay, which one was I just at? So I know where to go. And I look up and there it says the Mason Arms.
Oh, God.
And I realized,
was he watching you do the show?
So I go, oh God. What did I just do? So I'm standing there and I'm waiting for the Jameson to hit and it's not processing. It's just sitting in my gut bubbling. Oh, it is not going into my bloodstream. So I'm still sober and now a little nauseous. But I take a deep breath and I walk back in and I start scanning the crowd because I didn't see him when I walked in. I'm like looking around and there he is in direct eye shot of the bar sitting in a corner booth looking at me. And I go, hi! And now I'm even more nervous because now I feel like I'm going to throw up. Now I haven't had time to like mentally prepare. I feel like I just had to like run back in and like make this happen. So he's sitting there. He's got a beer for him and a beer for me. And I sit down and I just start rambling. And to my surprise, he's just as excited to see me. He is sitting there and he is in a great mood. He's like, how is everything? What brings you here? And he's giving me a little hard time. He's like, oh yeah, like you're back in London for the, yeah. And so I'm like, now I'm a little anxious. I'm like, he can't know that I'm here for a date for him. And we just fall into this really great stride that if I'm being honest, the last date we didn't totally have, it was a first date. So it's a little stiff and we were having a good time. But this time, like we're going back and forth and we're asking about each other's families. And, you know, learning about each other. I'm like, this is going really, really well.
It's a proper date.
It's a proper date.
Yes.
So then we start bopping to a bunch of other bars. And he's like, have you eaten today? Like, I need to make sure I feed you. I'm like, oh, you're going to feed? Okay. Oh,
nice.
So we're holding hands and he's escorting.
You're holding hands?
We're holding hands.
I thought you were going to say, what? He fed you?
No.
He fed you?
Yeah, fries. So I'm trying to like make sure I don't skip over anything. So let me look at my notes real quick. But okay, so, yeah.
Hold for just one second.
Okay.
All right, let's all enjoy this. Where does he hold your hand at? Are you still in the bar? Are you walking out of the bar to the next place? And how are you feeling when he reaches down for your hand?
Oh, okay, so we're leaving the pub. He, like, grabs my lower back, kind of escorts me outside of the pub.
This guy.
This guy.
The gentleman right here.
That big bear paw, because he's like, what, 6'1"?
Yeah, he's 6'6", ex-rugby player.
Yeah.
And my shirt was kind of coming out of, maybe this is a little bit too much for this up there. My shirt was kind of coming out of my pants, and he like tucks it back in for me. And then like we leave the pub, he grabs my hand, he starts tugging me towards the next place. He's like, have you eaten today? Like, I've got, this was so funny. He goes, I have a coupon for Wingstop if you want to go. And I'm like, I'm not going to Wingstop in London, England. The heck? So he takes me to another. This is classic. I'm like, oh, of course they're going to do the same thing everywhere. Guys in Atlanta take me to Wingstop. This guy's going to take me to Wingstop. So he takes me to another pub and we're talking and he gets me some fries because I'm like, I realize I haven't eaten all day. He's like, I need to feed you. So we get some food, we get some more drinks, and I'm talking to him about, you know, how his parents met. And he said, my mom was a model and my dad saw her and that was it. And I was like, oh, that's such a cool story. And then I tell him how my parents met. And then I notice he's wearing a really fancy watch. And my dad's really big into watches. And so I'm like, oh, tell me about your watch. And he's telling me he's really into watches too. And so I'm telling him what my dad has told me about watches. And I said, let's text my dad. Let's see what my dad's opinion is on your watch. So now it's me, my dad, and this guy texting. And
oh my God, this is so cute. I can't handle it.
And I'm sending my dad a picture of the watch. I was like, you can see the skeleton in the, and my dad's really big into watch skeletons. Look, this is a skeleton watch. Like, you've got to be into this. And it's just.
Do your parents know what's on the line at this point also? Does your dad know?
Everybody knows. Okay. Everybody knows what's happening.
Her dad knows he's talking to his future son-in-law. That's cute.
So we're talking about our watches. I'm like, this is going really, really well. And then he goes, I want to take you to one more place. He goes, I want to take you to where we met. And
I hate to do this, and I'm not being that guy. We're just out of time right here. So save it. And when we come back, we'll hear about the second part of the date.
This is not where I wanted to end it, but okay.
Oh yeah. My God,
only because we got to go to commercials, and then they come down on us if we don't hit them in the right time.
Okay.
So hold on to it. When we come back, Abby will tell us about the second part of this date in England.
Oh! I hate our show also right now.
I feel like this has to be a three-parter at this point.
Okay.
There's a twist.
Okay.
This is not worth it.
All right.
Okay. Kristen's not okay.
She's not okay. None of us are okay. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.